Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Practice of Not Thinking by Ryunosuke Koike is a mindfulness guide that focuses on a surprisingly practical problem: how constant mental commentary drains attention, distorts perception, and fuels stress. Drawing from Buddhist-informed mindfulness while keeping the tone accessible for modern readers, Koike emphasizes observing the mind rather than wrestling with it. The book approaches overthinking as a habit built from reflexive labeling, judging, and narrating, then offers ways to notice these reflexes in real time. Instead of presenting mindfulness as an abstract philosophy, it frames mindful living as a set of trainable skills that can be applied while eating, walking, working, and relating to others. Readers are invited to shift from living inside thoughts to experiencing direct sensations and facts, moment by moment. The aim is not to become blank or passive, but to reduce unnecessary mental noise so that choices become clearer, emotions settle more quickly, and daily life feels less crowded and more vivid. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, seeing thoughts as events, not instructions. A central idea in the book is that thoughts are occurrences in the mind, not commands that must be followed. Koike treats the inner voice as a stream of interpretations that often masquerade as reality. When people assume their thoughts are accurate and urgent, they become pulled into rumination, worry, and self-criticism. The practice of not thinking does not require suppressing thoughts, because suppression can intensify mental chatter. Instead, the reader is guided toward noticing the moment a thought appears, recognizing its tone, and labeling it internally as simply thinking. This small shift creates distance, making it easier to choose whether to engage. The approach encourages returning attention to what is directly observable, such as bodily sensation, breath, sounds, or the immediate task. Over time, this trains metacognition, the ability to know what the mind is doing while it is doing it. By treating thoughts as temporary mental weather, the reader can reduce impulsive reactions and respond with more clarity. The result is a calmer relationship with the mind and a practical path towards steadier focus in everyday situations. Secondly, reducing mental noise through everyday mindfulness. Rather than confining mindfulness to formal meditation, the book highlights daily activities as the real training ground. Koike emphasizes that mental noise is strongest when attention is divided, when the body performs one action while the mind rehearses a different story. Simple routines like washing dishes, commuting, or eating become opportunities to practice direct experience. The reader is encouraged to anchor attention in physical sensations, the feeling of feet contacting the ground, the texture and temperature of food, the movement of hands, or the rhythm of breathing. This is not done to create a special state, but to interrupt automatic narration and bring the mind back to the present. The method also stresses noticing the mind's quick judgments like dislike, boredom, impatience. By detecting these micro-reactions early, the reader can avoid escalating into frustration or distraction. The book implicitly reframes mindfulness as attentional hygiene, a way to clean up the mind's clutter repeatedly throughout the day. The benefit is cumulative brief moments of returning to sensory reality can lower stress, improve concentration, and make ordinary life feel more grounded and less dominated by inner commentary. Thirdly, handling emotions by observing the body first. Koike's mindful living perspective treats emotions as experiences with both mental and physical components. A common cycle is that a feeling arises, the mind names it, then builds a story that intensifies it. The book points readers toward a different sequence. Notice the bodily signs first. Tightness in the chest, heat in the face, restlessness in the stomach, or a clenched jaw can be observed without immediately turning them into a narrative. This approach reduces the tendency to personalize every emotion or convert it into a problem to solve. By staying close to sensation, the reader learns that feelings change shape when they are given space rather than fed with interpretation. The practice also supports self-regulation in moments of anger or anxiety instead of reacting through speech or impulsive actions. One can pause, feel the body, and let the initial surge pass. The book's emphasis is practical, aiming to make emotional episodes shorter and less destructive. Over time, this trains resilience because the reader builds confidence that discomfort can be experienced without immediate escape. The result is greater emotional balance and improved relationships, since responses become less reactive and more intentional. Fourthly, breaking the habit of judging and comparing. A recurring source of suffering in modern life is constant evaluation of oneself, of other people, and of every situation. Koike frames judging as a mental reflex that often pretends to protect us, but ends up generating tension, defensiveness, and dissatisfaction. The book encourages readers to notice judging at the moment it appears, including subtle forms such as labeling people as competent or incompetent, experiences as good or bad, or oneself as ahead or behind. These evaluations can be replaced with simpler descriptions of facts and sensations. For example, instead of thinking that a meeting is a waste of time, one might note restlessness in the body, the pace of conversation, or a desire for control. This shift from verdicts to observations reduces friction and increases openness. The approach also addresses comparison, a pattern that turns life into a ranking system and fuels envy or shame. By returning to what is actually happening now, the mind becomes less preoccupied with imagined standards. The payoff is a quieter inner life and more generous attention toward others, which can improve cooperation, listening, and everyday contentment. It becomes easier to act effectively when energy is not spent on constant evaluation. Lastly, building a sustainable practice without perfectionism. The book treats mindfulness as a skill built through repetition, not as a personality trait or a moral accomplishment. Many readers struggle because they expect a permanently calm mind, then feel discouraged when thoughts return. Koike's approach helps reframe this. Noticing distraction is not failure, it is the moment practice becomes possible. The key is consistency and simplicity. Small practices, repeated often, are portrayed as more sustainable than rare, intense efforts. The reader is encouraged to integrate mindful check-ins throughout the day and to use ordinary cues, such as opening a door or sitting down, as reminders to return to awareness. This reduces reliance on motivation and turns mindfulness into a habit loop. The book also cautions against making mindfulness another arena for self-judgment, where one evaluates whether practice is good enough. Instead, the focus is on gentle correction, recognize thinking, return to the present, and continue. Over time, this builds a stable baseline of attention, making it easier to work, communicate, and rest. The practice becomes less about achieving a special experience and more about living with less internal struggle, clearer priorities, and a steadier sense of presence. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers who feel worn down by constant mental chatter, chronic worry, or the sense that life is passing by while the mind runs commentary. It can also help people who have tried meditation before and felt frustrated, because it emphasizes realistic training rather than dramatic breakthroughs. The benefit to daily life is practical. By learning to recognize thinking as an event and returning attention to what is happening now, readers may experience less emotional reactivity, better focus, and a calmer relationship with themselves and others. The mindful habits presented can support healthier decisions, smoother communication, and a greater ability to enjoy ordinary moments without needing them to be different. Compared with many similar mindfulness books, the value here is its directness and its emphasis on cutting through overthinking at the moment it arises, not only during formal practice. Its focus on everyday application makes it easy to test immediately in work, family life, and routine tasks. For readers seeking a straightforward guide to reducing mental noise and building steadier awareness, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Ryunosuke Koike, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.